The sculptor Augusta Savage once said, "I was a leap year baby, and it seems to me that I've been leaping ever since." Savage was a Black woman from the Jim Crow South. She leapt to public attention during the Harlem Renaissance, but she's not very well known today. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg says an exhibition at the New York Historical Society will bring her new acclaim.
This is her most famous work. It's called Gammon.
In 2002, a small portrait bust by Augusta Savage was brought to Antiques Roadshow.
I think you might be surprised. This is worth between $15,000 and $20,000.
With a crack?
With the crack, yes.
That's wonderful. I cannot believe that.
13 years later, Roadshow reevaluated the piece. $8,000. Augusta Savage made the sculpture around 1929 in plaster. She couldn't afford bronze, so she covered the white plaster in brown paint mixed with shoe polish. Gammon is a child of the streets, an urchin in a soft cap, a wrinkled shirt, and dignity, pride in his eyes.
What's so remarkable about this work is that, quite simply, it presented an African-American child in a realistic and humane fashion.
Not as some stereotype, derided, demeaned. Thousands of kids came to see Gammon on exhibit.
And they saw themselves as fine art.
Wendy Ikimoto curated the Savage Show in New York. It was organized by the Kummer Museum in Jacksonville, Florida, near where the artist was born.
Green Cove Springs was a brick-making town because it had all of this natural red clay. And so Savage would seek out those red clay pits as a child. And she says that at the mud pie age, she stopped making mud pies and started making things.
Savage's father, a fundamentalist minister, disapproved. To him, her little clay figures were graven images. He punished her.
Savage recounts later, "My father licked me 5 or 6 times a week and nearly whipped all the art out of me."
But a teacher spotted the girl's talent and encouraged it. Eventually, with $4.60 in her pocket, she moved to Harlem, cleaned houses to pay her rent, and began to study art. At 30, she got a scholarship to an art school in Paris. But when the American Selection Committee found out she was Black, they reneged. Their reason? White Southern girls might object.
That they would feel uncomfortable sharing accommodations on the ship, sharing a studio, sharing living spaces. And the way that these committee members expressed that decision and the justification for it, they were concerned about Savage. It would be uncomfortable for her.
Savage got there anyway.
She did. 6 years later, she spent 3 years there, and she exhibited. She won awards.
Back in Harlem during the Depression, Savage turned her studio into a school and gave free art lessons. Jacob Lawrence, noted painter of the great African-American migration north, was one of her students. The school was an early step in her lifetime of social activism. Throughout the 1930s, Savage sculpted portrait busts of African-American leaders, including NAACP leader James Weldon Johnson, who wrote the words to this anthem. The 1939 New York World's Fair commissioned her to sculpt a monumental work. It's called The Harp.
The strings of the harp are formed by the folds of choir robes worn by 12 African-American singers. Then the soundboard of the harp is formed by the hand of God.
The singers then became instruments of God. 5 million visitors saw the harp, and it became one of the fair's most photographed objects, 16 feet high, made of painted plaster. Augusta Savage didn't have the money to cast it in bronze.
So, at the end of the World's Fair, the work was destroyed. It was smashed by bulldozers during the fair's cleanup.
Augusta Savage died in 1962, a little-known, completely dedicated product of determination and the Harlem Renaissance. The retrospective of her work is at the New York Historical Society through July 28th. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.